America Weekend.
Call Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. Smith Sabatino. Roland?
Yes.
Two topics. And I still pronounce his name wrong.
Kanye.
Kanye West and the silliness of what he defines as his right to free speech on a public stage and what's going on in Alabama. Let's start with...
You want to start with Kanye West?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, he did say the next day, I think he tried or semi-apologized, but he did say... I stood there, and the voices inside my head told me to go up on stage. I mean,
yes.
If you're hearing voices at 37 years of age, maybe you ought to get that checked out.
You know, yeah, and I think he should be checked out across the board. But the point is that we've lost a sense of proportion with these young, quote-unquote, stars of today. These young people believe, and this, whether it be football, music industry, baseball, doesn't matter. They think they can do any damn thing they want. And that is just not the case. The disrespect that this individual, he in particular, has shown to two people now, okay? A young Taylor Swift, who was only 17 at the time he jumped up on stage and literally took her award away on the Music Awards, the Video Music Awards, and now Mr. Beck. Whether Mr. West believes or not, Beyonce is the next coming, and who cares, in my opinion, he should sit there, clap appropriately, and be a gentleman. With due respect for all the other artists, okay? Here's this lack of respect. He says he's trying to be truthful. Well, he's not. He's being disrespectful. And that attitude...
He left out arrogant.
Arrogant. I'm trying to be nice here, because I can go with a litany of words here. I'm just trying to put it in perspective that if this does not stop, the industry itself, that, and it affects what we're doing in some ways, because this is a communications medium, okay? Mm-hmm. We've got to get these people to understand that there's due respect is accorded everyone. It doesn't matter what you think. It's what we think. It is a collective.
I'm going to keep giving you the words egotistic.
I know you are. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to keep this in proportion. I don't want to stoop to his level. But the level really is that... we have lost a sense of proportion. And by the way, if you noticed all of the older men and women that were in that audience, okay, those are the agents, those are the industry owners of the record labels and the television networks. They're all there. And I recognize the number of them. I know those people. Those are the kinds of people that I got to put that young man in his place.
I don't know when you've got a young man like Kanye West who has become so successful with his recordings.
Yes.
His productions, I should say. Also his fashion design and everything else. You know, he has an interesting life. His parents divorced when he was around 3 years of age. His mother was a doctor, a PhD. She chaired the English department for a school down in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, when he was a young child, I think it was probably more than a child, let's say preteen, she taught at a university in China, and he went with her. And she said in an interview one time that in fact, that he assimilated himself very well and got to speak the language very well. But then she said he has since forgotten it. She was an English major. And I'm sure that the proper language was spoken in the household as he grew up.
Yes.
But if you listen to him today, he's not speaking proper English.
Yes. Well, I can go on. He's not doing a number of things. I think you're absolutely correct. He's not a foolish man. This is not a stupid man, okay?
No.
He's a man with brains, okay? And that makes the matter even more depressing when you think about it. However, I think we've said enough about that, and I think we've made our point. To another more important topic, in my opinion, that same-sex marriage issue in Alabama. And that gets us down to Chief Justice Roy Moore, who essentially...
That's the Alabama Chief Justice.
Yes, who is defying the Supreme Court. And I have a real problem with this for a number of reasons. Whether you agree with same-sex marriage or not, the law of the land, we are a country of law. And the Supreme Court, the chief direction and the chief focal point of law in this country, those who interpret the Constitution, that is their function, okay, have made their ruling. You respect that ruling. Once again, we get down to the word respect, okay? Whether you believe or not, you have no choice. If you want to go change the system or change the Supreme Court, you go about and do that. But they have made their ruling. And now we're involved with states' rights and all the other muddle that has now come up. They've thrown up a number of issues in the way.
Hasn't that been going on for about 200 years?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. But I think in this particular instance, again, whether you believe in same-sex marriage or not, the ruling has...
I don't think the topic is the issue.
No, I don't believe it is, to my point. It doesn't matter what it is. The Supreme Court has made their call.
Right.
And they are the law of the land, and we are a country of law. And when we don't listen to that, when we take off into our own direction, into our own guidelines that we think some spiritual being is directing us, and I truly believe he believes that, that is not the issue here. The issue is the law of the land. And they have ruled, and you will abide by that. That's what keeps civilization in this country going. Otherwise, it's going to be anarchy.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen with all this. Any suggestions as to, I mean, the Supreme Court is not an enforcement agency.
No. I think it's going to get down to
the Justice Department, probably.
It's going to the Justice Department, and I dread it, but it's going to wind up in Congress. I do dread that. I think this issue is going to wind up at some point in Congress. And it shouldn't, but I believe it will, because I don't see this issue in Alabama, particularly rural Alabama, where they're going to back down. Okay? And I can respect how they feel as evangelists, and most of them are evangelical believers, and I respect them for that. Okay? That is their religious belief. But we live in a country of law. And there has to be a reason to understand if we don't abide by the law, then what are we doing here? What is going on? And in many ways, this is a more frightening issue to me in terms of its long-term effects on this country than other issues that have come up. This one particular issue right mm-hmm. here, not same-sex marriage, not the reason why, but the issue of totally disregarding the law of the land. I think that's a problem.
Well, I'm sure that there are others who would agree with you on that, and we'll have to see where it goes, because right now it's still in the bickering stage.
Yes, yes, and I believe that it depends upon what part of Alabama. The rural areas are not abiding by it, and there has been another filing with the federal judge by the proponents of same-sex marriage back into the same court, asking the other judges to abide by the law of the land, okay? And now we're getting involved in some, and I was listening this morning to a number of the talk programs on cable and others, and it's gotten very muddled, even by those experts in law, constitutional law. It's getting a little bit muddled again. And maybe that was his intention in the first place. I don't know.
Well, what does the Supreme Court do if that edict or law of the land is not followed?
I believe that they have the opportunity is to restate the issue, and there's a legal precedent here, to restate the case, present the case once again, and restate their ruling, okay? Even the dissent, because there were two dissenters to the opinion. It was a 7-2 verdict. Let them present their case and say, you will abide, and then, of course, it has to go to the Justice Department. And then there has to be legal ramifications taking place at that point.
Which is what happened during the Civil Rights Movement and segregation or desegregation in the South.
That is correct. And then that's when the troops get involved, and they go there to protect those people who are going up to a judge or going to a courthouse and asking to be married. Those people like Little Rock, Arkansas, mm-hmm. okay, and Roe v. Wade and all of the rest, they had to get protection of federal authorities to go in there and allow them to get married as those children were allowed to go to school. It's a very muddled situation. It's one, I think, that has long-term ramifications for our country. And that is, I think, very sad. I really do.
Well, there are a lot of long-term ramifications for this great and wonderful country that we are privileged to live in.
Yes.
That are surfacing over the last several years. And there will be more.
There will be more.
It's the nature of the human beast.
Is it a nature of the times, though? I'm wondering.
Well, I think it certainly has to start with the inside of the human thinking, rather than technology, or rather than the time as or times as we understand them.
In an age of technology, we've had a number of segments on this in today's program talking about technology and high tech. Okay, filing taxes and all the rest, and these questions have nothing to do with that. I find that interesting in to itself.
Yeah,
I really do. Well, this is Carl Sabatino as we move along with Smith Sabatino with Roland Smith, my co-host, in our adventures through sometimes I think it's Wonderland.
Well, it's certainly a conversational adventure. And Wonderland, you haven't taken me there yet. Let's see what happens.
Do please stay with us. Smith Sabatino, America Week, and the Envision Radio Network. We're back.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.